From the Stands is supported this year by the Commemorative Air Force, hosting Air Show 2014, October 11th and 12th in Midland, Texas. With more than 11,000 members, the CAF honors America's military aviation heritage through flight remembrance and education. You can find out more at commemorativeairforce.org. And joining us on the stand, Michael Goulian. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Glad to be here.
Yeah. You've had quite a busy year so far.
Yeah,
Red Bull Air Races are back.
A busy year and a busy week. Yeah. So it's been fantastic. I think I was looking, we've already flown about 14 events this year. And so we were in Omaha, Nebraska about a week and a half ago practicing with Nicholas Ivanov, one of the French pilots, an Red Bull Air Race compatriot of mine that will be here actually flying in the air show today. Then went to the Offutt Air Force Base Air Show. Flew early on Sunday, directly got on an airplane, flew over to Poland, flew a Red Bull Air Race, washed our clothes Sunday night, got back on an airliner, got here last night. So we're on the backside of the time clock, but we're having a great time.
There you go. And you'll be flying twice this week, correct, at Oshkosh?
Yeah, Wednesday and Saturday both.
Right, good. We'll watch for that. So tell us a little bit about what's changed with the Red Bull races from the original series to what we see today.
Well, I think that the good thing that you'll see about what's happening in the Red Bull Air Race now is that they have kept all of the good things. And so if you watch an air race, and we're going to have one in September at Fort Worth, inside the Fort Worth Motor Speedway, which will be amazing, and then about a month later, early October, inside the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So an amazing venue, an amazing place to watch. The competitiveness of the series this year is amazing. You know, we're using identically prepared Lycoming Thunderbolt engines, so the horsepower is very close, so it comes down to aerodynamic modifications and things like that, but the times are just amazingly close. So from that standpoint, it's the Red Bull Air Race of old. It's pylons, it's pilots flying hard through these gates. And then some differences are we made some safety enhancements. We're wearing G-suits now. The G-limit is 10. We've gotten rid of a couple of the things like quadros and things like that that might have been a little sketchy if you had a pylon hit under G-load, things like that. So we've made it safer in that regard.
All right. And how are you doing in the standing so far?
Not so well. Uh-huh. We're doing better and better all the time. We had a great race this last time. And so that was really good. And my performance, my flying, I feel is really good. And now we're really working on the airplane itself to try to get it up to par.
All right. What was your motivation to get into the Red Bull Air Races? I mean, you're obviously a successful air show performer. This is something similar, but really in some ways completely different.
It is completely different. It's very much a team sport. I have a great team. And you can feel the team gel together. We said Sunday night, we're like, you know what, that went well. And that's a team thing, right? So we've got data analysis going, we've got technician, we've got team coordinator, everybody's working as a unit, and it's really, really fun to see that. It's also a new challenge every day. And there's no day off, right? There's no mental day off. There's no physical day off. In the Red Bull Air Race, you're competing against 11 other amazing guys. There's no weak pilots in the whole group. So you've got to come with your A game every single day. And it's an ultimate challenge that I've ever had from a piloting standpoint. It's a difficult thing to do really well.
Okay. And now the Red Bull Air Race is all over the world. How do you get your airplane from one spot to the other?
It's a great question, and it's a question that's asked very often. So most of the time it sits in a 747 with the other 11 or really 13 airplanes go all together. So we started the season in Abu Dhabi. They were all air freighted. And then after that, we've been to Malaysia. They were all air freighted there. And then they were sea freighted back up into Europe. So we're going to fly them around. We were just in Poland. We'll be in the UK. And then coming back across to the United States. So there's a lot of air freighting going on, for sure.
And with being overseas, what's the reaction and the crowds? I know Abu Dhabi has always been a really big, well-attended event. What's the reaction of the people overseas to the Red Bull Air Races compared to what you see here in the States?
It's really interesting. So when we were in New York City, the last air race in 2010 was extremely well attended.
Right.
I think we're going to see an unbelievable amount of people at the Fort Worth Air Race. So, but just this past weekend, we were just outside of Gdansk, Poland, in Gdynia, which is a small coastal city. and we basically overran the town. We tried to go down to what they call the race club after the venue, all the pilots in a van, and there was just so many people we couldn't really drive the van through the streets. And so I'm going to say, you know, real numbers, probably 200,000 people in a town that probably usually sees 50,000.
Wow.
So it's quite the spectacle, really, to watch, for sure.
Great. What are the differences between your air show airplane and your air racing airplane?
So the air show plane is an extra 330 SC,
right.
And the race plane started its life as an Edge 540.
Okay.
And there's a lot of things that have changed. So the biggest thing is everything that you could think of being cleaned up is cleaned up. There's nothing that hangs out. Even we have the step to get in the airplane is removable. Everything is flush on the airplane. We have special wingtips where we can pull a ton of G at a slow speed. Weight reduction all over. Everything that could be carbon fiber is carbon fiber. And then the biggest thing is really, for any racer, cooling drag. Right, we're using Lycoming engines, so we have to have some air intakes. We have we just got finished creating a plenum like they use in a lot of the sport racers in Reno. Very tight cowlings, very tight exhaust areas through the thing, and it's just all thought about racing all the time. You know, we've changed the angle of incidence of the tail so that it's optimum for my center of gravity during a race day, things like that. So things you can see. And many things that you can't.
Okay. Many of us pilots fly a variety of different airplanes. But speaking from my own personal experience, I don't fly it to the edge as you would with the air racer or with your air show airplane. How do you mentally make that change? Or is it just sort of something you feel when you strap in?
No, you know, you have to be practiced for it. So like I said, I just went to the Offutt Air Force Base show, and I practiced just outside of Omaha for 4 days straight, three times a day, to get to the, if you will, the edge, right? So you know where it is. It's
right.
It's like swinging a golf club, hitting a tennis ball, I'm sure hitting a baseball. You have to be in the groove. You have to feel in the groove, because flying in an air show is as much mental as it is physical. In fact, it's probably more. You have to know that at 1,100 feet, I'm going to tumble this thing end over end over end, and I've done it, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times successfully, and I need the confidence to know that it's going to work today just the same way. There's really, you can have absolutely zero reluctance at all about what you're going to do. You've got to be prepared to do it, step out there and go for it. And it's the same in the air race. So it's a very interesting mental challenge, because you know there is a very, very tight line there, and it's a difference between winning and disaster, right? So how close do you get, and then how do your nerves come into play on that?
Great. You've also started something new this year. It's the on-the-fly video series.
Yeah, you know, we have a very successful relationship with Cirrus Aircraft. In my flight school, we just started to use Cirrus's last year. My family has run a flight school outside of Boston for, this is our 50th year. So we've been around quite a while, and we think that we're proud that we do a good job, but we really integrated the Cirrus program with much success in New England. It's really great. And then now I'm using a SR-22 turbo for me to fly between air shows around. It's actually here on the Cirrus display, which is kind of fun because it does have some Goulian racing livery on it. And they're also one of my sponsors of the Red Bull Air Race program, which is really, really fun for us.
Great. And if someone wants to see your series, how do they find it?
Yeah, the best way to go is just to go to the Cirrus website and see it there. And so we've done a bunch of short videos called On the Fly about, you know, really we call it the Cirrus life, right? And it's about just as much about the emotion of flying and how we use an airplane as it is a sort of a how-to series.
All right. And you've been here at Oshkosh for a number of years. We're talking with a lot of people this week about memories of our founder, Paul Poberesny. Any,
yep.
Any memories that stand out for you with Paul?
The most amazing thing that I have as a memory of Paul is, and I still have it, is a picture of him holding my daughter Emily when she was about 3 years old. She went up to him and said hi, and he grabbed her and put her on his lap, and we got a great picture, and it's just a great memory. And he's sitting in Red One when we're doing it, so really cool.
Excellent, excellent. Michael Goulian, Air Race, Red Bull Air Races, air show performer, flight instructor. Well, you do it all.
I just love being in aviation. I come here. You can't help but drive by the end of runway 927 and see the North 40 and all the airplanes and think I'm home for a week.
All right. And quick word of thanks to some of your sponsors.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that you'll see, we have our own big NASCAR-style tractor trailer right out here, right next to the Boeing Plaza. We're sponsored here each year by Whelan Engineering, and also Goodyear Aviation is a huge partner of our program. And, you know, everybody that you'll see from Bose and Cirrus right on down. So we have lots and lots of partners, and we have a display here, so come and make sure you come out and meet us and see all the gang.
All right. Will you be at the trailer?
I'll be there every day, absolutely.
All right, great. We'll look for you. Michael Goulian, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it, and we'll look for you in the air show on Wednesday and Sunday.
You got it. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
And you're listening to From the Stand, live on EIA Radio.